This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Raj, and joining me virtually today is
Arvind Yuvaraj.
Has it been more than a year since we've done a show together, Arv?
I was going to ask you the same thing. Like, when's the last time we did a show together? Maybe February last year? January last year?
It could be, Arv. It could be. But I'm glad to have you joining me today. And we're talking about something, well, kind of sad, but also interesting, something that we need to be prepared for. On the show today, we are going to be talking about backup plans. Do you have a backup plan or skill in case of unemployment? Why or why not? That is our main story today. You can get in touch with us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899 to chime in. Also, we have a poll happening on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. Also on the show today, Arvind's going to be giving us a bit of an update on the 2021 Oscars that happened yesterday. Rather unusual event, right?
Yeah, some peaks, some valleys, some ups, some downs, and some interesting moments.
Yeah, we'll get to that in just a bit. Also, we're going to be talking about how millennials are not very positive about the future and when it comes to their income. And they're kind of expressing concerns that their future isn't as bright as what they expected it to be. And this is across the globe, right? We have all that and more. But of course, our main story today is about career backup plans. And we're talking about this because there was an article in the Star, I think over the weekend, about former bank clerk Azrul Mohamed Saidi, who now cuts fish at the Menglembu wholesale market to make ends meet. And this is after Azrul took up a mutual separation scheme from the bank that he worked at. And he had worked at this bank for 23 years. And he said after he took up that mutual separation scheme, he was left unemployed for 11 months. And so he said it was not easy to get another job at his age, partly because he admits he only has a CGL Rendah Pelajaran qualification. Yeah,
and that is SRP is PMR, right? Like
yes.
nowadays,
or yes,
I think there's a new name for PMR as well.
It's PT3 now, I think.
PT3, yeah. So Azrul is a father of five, and he said that it was a big change for him to switch from working in a bank to cutting fish in the market. He starts work at about 3 a.m. in the morning, and he finishes at about 9 a.m., so 6 hours of work. He said that our income is not fixed as it depends on the sales, but he remembers the lowest he ever made in a day was 30 ringgit, while it can go up to about 80 ringgit on a very busy day.
Yeah, so Azrul was reminiscing, and he said that he loved working at the bank. It was his first job. And he says that he still is on good terms with his former employer and his colleagues. They even sometimes order food from him. And he said he was just reminiscing in this article. And he said he had a good time working with them, but he is now on a new path. He also added that he is selling nasi lemak at a restaurant at night. So you've got the 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. And then at the nights, he's selling nasi lemak.
This is how it accumulates to become like maybe 12-hour shifts in a day. You know, people call it like 12-hour work. Azrul also said that although it was tiring, he was relieved to be able to support his family. He's also glad that his children understand the family's financial status. So his eldest daughter, who's a university graduate, is now working at a fast food restaurant to help ease the family's financial burden. And she's also helping to pay the electricity bill. His second daughter just graduated from a diploma course and dreams of pursuing her degree, but she also understands that Azrul cannot afford that at the moment. And his three other children are Form 5, Form 1, and Standard 3, respectively.
Yeah, also with the upcoming Hari Raya Idul Fitri celebrations, Azrul said that he was not worried about preparations because his kids understand the difficulties and they never demand expensive clothes and would be happy to go to the thrift store instead. Right now, Azrul is working hard to earn as much as he can so that his family can have some savings and emergency funds. Now, I don't know, but this just got me thinking. Number one, kudos to Azrul, I guess, you know, for taking something that is completely out of what would be his job scope, right? In order to make ends meet.
His comfort zone.
Yeah, to step out of his comfort zone. But also, you know, just gets you thinking, he was unemployed for 11 months. He most probably was trying to apply for a job for 11 months and, you know, to no avail. So, it's quite a sad state that we're in right now. The unemployment rates, I think, for the year 2020 was at its highest since the year 1993. Were you even born then, Arv? You know, so Yeah.
I was a few years old.
Okay, you were a few years old. Good to know that. I don't feel so old all of a sudden. But yeah, I mean, just think about it, right? It's a sad state that you know, for a bank clerk at his age, not being able to get a job.
Yeah. So he mentioned that, you know, he's 44 and he says that at 44, it's difficult for him to land a job anywhere. And I'm just thinking, like, what does that say about the job market, you know?
Yeah.
Because 44 is not old. Like,
yes.
That shouldn't be an age that sort of like stops you from getting a job elsewhere. And he has like, what, 23 years working in a bank?
Exactly.
So he has that to his CV. And then he found himself unemployed for 11 months. So I think that is like very reflective of, one, the way people are hiring now, to the landscape that we are in and the job market. People are very like, you know, let's wait and see before hiring anyone. And like you said, it's slightly worrying on one side, but it's also very inspiring because this is not the first time that we've heard this story. We've heard like maybe a dozen stories like this in the last 12 months, ever since the MCO started. People taking up jobs that are out of their comfort zone, doing things that they're not used to, just to support themselves and their families, put food on the table. So that part is inspiring, but also it goes back to, you know, what is happening that a 44-year-old guy with 23 years of experience cannot get a job elsewhere? Like, what does that say?
But this got me thinking about a backup plan for me, you know, because I've been in radio for almost 16 years. And, you know, what do I do, you know, if just say I can't work at BFM anymore? Mm. Did that thought cross your mind? Do you have a backup plan, Arv?
So I think I'll just go to like freelancing. I'll have to figure out. But freelancing is not easy. It sounds like, oh, freelancing, you work your own hours and stuff. It's way harder than any 9-to-5 job. But I'd have to do something in like graphic design or maybe video editing, something in those skill set. I also wanted to say though that a few years ago, when I was in between jobs, I tried to get like part-time work in a couple of cafes, a couple of F&B places, just to have something stable on the side while I was working on my freelance designing and then freelance editing and stuff. The biggest problem was they didn't hire me because they said I was overqualified. Mm. And not overqualified because of education, overqualified because I had 5 years experience working in a corporate. And they didn't want to hire because they said there's no system or no SOP for them to hire someone with 5 years of experience. So I'm guessing that's the problem that a lot of other people face, including Asrul, maybe, I'm guessing, that they've had so much of experience that even if they want to take jobs in like a cafe or like anything smaller than a bank, they wouldn't get hired because they're like, no, you've got way too much experience. So they end up taking something that quote unquote requires no experience whatsoever.
Yeah, but I'm hoping that all these requirements are kind of, well, phased out, or they're more, people are more flexible about these requirements now, because understanding what the job market is like and how many, there are many people out there who are unemployed, I think you need to give a little during times like this, you know, and be more flexible with the requirements. But yeah, we're talking about your career backup plans. Do you have a backup plan or skill in case of unemployment? Why or why not? Share your thoughts with us. 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also get in touch with us on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. When we come back, we will be speaking to Raymond Gabriel, who is the co-founder and executive director of People Systems Consultancy, about, you know, how people can decide what their backup jobs should be. And also, you know, how do you prepare yourself financially for something like this? All that and more coming up on Enterprise Biz Bytes. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Balanced Frank Medium. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Audrey Raj, and joining me virtually today is
Arvind Yuvraj.
On the show today, we are talking about career backup plans. Do you have a backup plan or skills in case of unemployment? What are they? Why or why not? Send us your thoughts. 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also participate in our poll that's happening on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. Arvind, what are the options that we have on our poll and what are the numbers looking like right now?
Yeah, so over on Twitter, the options are yes, I do, yes, but it's vague, no, we'll figure it out, and no idea. So the numbers are at 15.1% for yes, I do, 30.2% for yes, but it's vague, 25.4% for no, we'll figure it out, and 29.4% for no idea.
Right, completely mixed bag. Yeah.
But also very close.
Yeah, very, very close. And over on Instagram?
On Instagram, the poll is at 39% for yes and 61% for no. Looking at some responses on Instagram, this comes from Chui, who says, I'm the paranoid type and also I'm shy to seek help from others, even families or friends. It's just Faiz says, a lot of my plate already. I just don't see how I can fit in time to pick up a skill. And he also adds that working 10 to 12 hours, 6 days a week, just to put some food on the table and barely having any extra time.
So that's the thing, right? Because, you know, we've been, over the last year, we've been talking about upskilling and reskilling in order to kind of have something that on your CV that kind of pops out to potential employers and makes you stand out from the crowd, right? But when do you find the time to do this if you have a day job, like a 9 to 5.
Your plate
job.
Is full.
Plate is full. Well, you know, we're hoping that our guests right now will have some of the answers to our questions for the day. Is the reason why a 44-year-old ex-banker, and why he can't secure a job in today's market, even with 23 years experience, you're talking about Azrul earlier, right? Is this because of the pandemic? Is it just the reflection of the job market today? What's going on here? And we're hoping that Raymond Gabriel, who's online with us right now, he is the co-founder and executive director of People Systems Consultancy. We're hoping that Raymond will have some answers for us. Raymond, thank you for staying on the line. So for someone who is recently unemployed, what changes should they make to their finances and their lifestyle to ensure that they stay afloat until at least a new job comes along?
I think if someone is recently unemployed, the first thing they have to do is to move into survival mode. Finances are not the same as before. And when you're in survival mode, you basically look at bare necessities. You don't look at any of the lifestyle or luxuries or anything else you used to look at in terms of how you used to manage money or how you used to spend money. You need to look at survival mode. So, for example, if you used to go out once a week with your friends, you don't do that anymore. You may ask people to come over to your house or visit people in houses, keep your costs low. You may have to look for cheaper forms of exercise. For example, if you used to go to a gym, every area has to be cut. So the idea is to think as if I'm going to be in survival mode. And even if I have a buffer to keep me going, I need to hold on to that buffer for as long as possible to find another job. And I have to look at how I can be in this survival mode for a period of time, knowing very well that I'll come out of it. You don't have to be despondent or upset about the situation, but You need to think of this as a short-term period that you need to go through to survive and get out of it. And when you get another job, you can maybe go back to a reasonable lifestyle, because you would have finished a lot of your buffer or your savings during that period. You need to build it up again. Yeah. So my advice to people who have basically lost their job in terms of their finances and lifestyle is to think about seriously about the survival mode, not just cutting down expenses or, you know, reducing things, but really act as if you're in a survival kind of mode for your finance.
Right.
Raymond, how can people decide what their backup job is in case things don't work out as planned? Even if it's only to make ends meet, shouldn't everyone have a backup job just in case?
I think, you know, prudent business people always have ancillary sources of income. They work with a variety of customers. You don't just have one customer. Because if anything happens to the one customer, you're in trouble. You don't build your income in a business around one source of income. So to answer your question, I think yes, you need to have a gig, a job or a backup job if in case something happens. I think many people actually start up a small part-time business, and I think that's something very important that they could do. So you can get into your passions. You can look at what you need to do that you would enjoy doing in the weekend. So it doesn't really feel like a job, but something that you're exploring as a passion. So I really strongly recommend, yes, people need to have a sort of a backup job, a gig job that they are doing, especially in a climate where your main job may not be as secure as you wish. That, if you're in an industry, for example, that is doing cost cutting and people are losing their jobs in an industry, it's very important that you get into a backup job very quickly.
Right, yeah. So Raymond, is there enough financial aid out there for those who are unemployed, and is there enough awareness of these initiatives?
many people are looking at, you know, finding out incentives and things. But the governments of the world today are not in a position where they can give everyone money. The previous economies of previous times, you find that there were budgets allocated for social welfare for people to get assistance. But the number of people who are in need of assistance since COVID has impacted economies, not only health, has shown that many of them are actually falling through the cracks. And some of these people are borderline. They're not really in a hardcore poor category or a dangerous category. So while there are some governments around the world are trying, you know, like in Malaysia, we had initiatives under the Penjana program and other programs in the government of Malaysia set up, it's actually not going to cover everyone. So while you are looking for these incentives, I think if you're looking for different government assistance and other things, you can Google it, you can look at Penjana, you can look at looking at job sites which are available, you can look at other things to quickly get back on your feet. I think that alone may not be enough, but starting a small business might be something necessary, because not everyone is going to get everything that they need to get back on their feet. The reality of the current economy is such that I feel that you need to look at generating your own income or some part-time income or some sort of a business on the side to supplement what you're going to get in terms of assistance as well.
So some people would see this as a crossroads, right? Like they can either find a new job in a similar field or they can pivot to something that they're more passionate about. What factors should they consider when making that decision?
The most important thing to consider when you are looking at either a new job or a business is your passion, I think. Something that you would enjoy doing, that you would actually love getting into. Because your current situation, when you're at the crossroads, may be an opportunity for you to find new jobs or start up a new business, something that you've always wanted to do. And from the number of entrepreneurs that we've trained, right? We've trained about maybe 50,000 entrepreneurs in ASEAN through our company ecosystems. You find that the majority of these people who become very successful at their business become successful because they've picked to get into their passion. And that becomes something that they can work at, they can become really good at, they can excel over other people. So it's not about looking for something because it's safe or it's a job that you want to get into because it pays well or you think it's secure. I think it's an opportunity for you if you're at the crossroads to look at what are the things that you're passionate about that people need that you can monetize. What are the things that you could get into in terms of your hobbies, in terms of that something that you've always wanted to do, and get into those areas because those are the things that can generate income for you.
Right. Now, we've heard of pilots opening food stalls and corporate employees running micro-ventures to survive this pandemic. Well, what are some of the pros of making such a sharp pivot in their careers?
I think it's really admirable that people, especially corporate employees and other people, are opening up food stalls and micro-ventures to survive. So some of the pros of this is it teaches you survival skills. And survival skills are very important because many people would have one basic way of earning money before. Now they realize that that you have to survive, you have to provide for your family, you've got to try something. And I think these kind of survival skills are fantastic for business because you can't bring your ego into business. If you're dealing with business, you have to look at how you can connect with people, do what's necessary. You may not be stuck in a job description or a job type because you may have to do multiple jobs if you're starting up a business, from selling to preparing to organizing things to managing your finances. There's so many things that you need to do and that you need to learn. So the less ego you have when you're working in a business or doing something part-time like this, I think it's going to help you when you get into a job situation because adaptability is one of the most important things for business in the future.
Right. Good point there.
Last question, Raymond. On a larger scale, it's worrying that a 44-year-old ex-banker isn't able to secure stable income in today's job market. So is that reflective of the pandemic or is it the more systemic problem, you think?
I think it's a reality of the times and also important for us to understand the job types that are going to be available in the future. So there are two things here. For example, with the advancements in AI and disruption, certain job types, for example, will not be as easy to come by anymore. For example, the travel industry has been hit. So people who used to be tour agents, they were booking things, probably have to move into other industries which are going to be a lot easier to move into while the economy is in its current state of affairs. So you need to look at economies and you have to look at job types that are going to be much more needed. Technology sector, for example, is growing. So getting skill sets in those areas will be something very important for people as well. If you're looking at the ability to secure stable incomes in the future, the reality of COVID also has had an effect on hiring. Many jobs, job types have been cut down. Many people have lost jobs because of the economic condition, particularly in certain industries. The reality of COVID is there. But I think it's also an opportunity for people to look at how they can revamp themselves, reinvent themselves, learn new skills and get prepared for what's going to come. I think in the future, certain skill sets may be things that you didn't have before, but this is an opportunity for you to get that and so that it become more relevant to the workforce. And you can actually become more relevant to the business world as well by picking up certain skills that you want to start up for a small business.
Right. Thank you for that, Raymond. That was Raymond Gabriel, co-founder and executive director of People Systems Consultancy. Now, I guess for me, the main takeaway is that you need to be on survival mode. Right. And there are certain things that you need to prepare yourself for, whether it's your finances or like when it comes to skills as well. But basically, you need to be in that survival mode mindset, I guess, you know, and then like look to trim and look to get more proactive and look out of the box as well. Right.
Just like complete restructuring of your lifestyle and finances, right? This also echoes what a lot of people have been saying about upskilling and reskilling and stuff. Just having some form of backup, just in case you might need it. But I don't think we've mentioned how frightening that situation is, though. Because I was thinking about, just being in that situation. It's easier to talk about upskilling and reskilling and having all these backup plans. But just imagining what it's like at that crossroads. Coming to the decision point, maybe after it was like, oh, in retrospect, it made a lot of sense and, you know, thank God I did it and it, you know, it improved my life. But being at that crossroads sounds like one of the scariest things that someone can be in.
I know, I'm not. Just talking about it is making me nervous because last year, when at the start of this pandemic, I remember thinking like, you know, all these people who were losing their jobs who had to who had pay cuts as well, you know, and we all started to look at our finances a bit differently. Started to build up like, some kind of like support in the event, you know, you had to take a pay cut or something like that. But I never actually thought about losing my job entirely and then what I would move to, you know, especially if you're a specialist and you've only been in one industry all your life. What do you do then, you know? So you really, it does come down to picking up other skills right now that are relevant, like what Raymond said. But join in this conversation and tell us if you have picked up a skill, in case of unemployment. Is there something new that you're working on? Do you have a career backup plan? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. We're going to get a little bit of Jimmy Cliff right now with The Harder They Come. But when we come back, we talk about why youngsters today are not feeling very positive about the future. All that and more coming up on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.